to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest has been recognized from 1994 to 2012 as one of the best doctors in America. He's a clinical associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and a world-renowned expert on pulmonary disease. He lectures worldwide and has written over 100 scientific articles, and his latest book is called Food, You're the Boss, Put It to Work for You. Here to show us how eating the right foods can literally save our lives, welcome to the show, Dr. Gary Epler. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Doc, welcome to the show.
Hey, David, Melanie, fantastic. It's a beautiful day up here in Boston, and look forward to talking to you.
Oh, that's great. You know what I find interesting? You're a renowned Harvard professor with extensive training in medications and surgery. Share with us, when did you make the food health connection? Was there an aha moment that took you away from the traditional medical way of thinking?
I guess the aha moment, ICU, intensive care unit, of seeing patients responding to disease. And then I guess the thing that made the difference was I described that disease, that lung disease, and I did that for doctors. And I realized that people can probably be more benefit from that than doctors, because they can learn to manage their disease. And so then I switched over to people and rather than doctors, and because people can really manage their situation better than anybody else.
See, that's great. I will tell you, I read your book from cover to cover, and what impressed me the most was how easy it was to read. So many books out there written by scientists and educated doctors, really, they have a hard time conveying their topic for the average person. So you did a stellar job, and you share 5 steps we should do to take charge of our nutrition. Doc, what can people start doing today?
Well, the first thing is to learn about foods. Learn about the ones, the healthy ones. And my next book is called Level 10 Energy, and it's how to have a Level 10 Energy Day and what it takes. And a big component of those Level 10 Energy Days are eating the right foods. So to learn about the foods, the right foods.
The right, and that's the key. You says the right foods, and I know you say you use the word the right foods, the right amount. Share that. Is that basically for pertaining to the right amount or not to overindulge?
Sure. The big three, the three foods that I love for energy, are the lean proteins. And what I mean, lean proteins, they're really lean. For example, a chicken, boil it, and then rinse out the rest of the broth and everything, and just use that. It's perfect protein. It's pure protein. And you can add all kinds of things to spice it up, but that's pure protein. And the other one is salmon. It's just a fantastic source of protein. And quinoa, that's the latest source of protein. It's from South America. It's a great, fantastic source. So there's number one is lean protein. And the second one are omega-3 fatty acids. We all have to have fatty acids. And I like the omega-3s. Those are just great. And salmon is a good source. Flax seeds a good source. And talked about quantity. You've heard maybe on the internet or heard lately that saturated fats are good for you. Eat all you want.
Right.
Well, I do not believe that. You need to put that in perspective. And here's the perspective. There are some saturated fats. The typical ones are stearic acid and palmitic acid. They're everywhere. They're in the lard. They're in the bacon. They're in the fried foods. And palm foods and so forth, a little bit is actually healthy, David. That's the whole key. Even these saturated fats, a little bit is really healthy. The big issue is overdoing it. And that's where the problem of quantity comes in. We can handle 20, 25 grams of these saturated fats, but over that, they are dangerous. They're going to destroy those beautiful arteries going to the heart and everywhere else. And so that's the big issue with quantity when it comes to fats.
That's great. And, you know, you and I met at an author's conference last year, and we talked about this. One of our biggest frustrations, you and I spoke, is the media and how they say what's bad for us one day is good for us another. The vitamins that are life-saving one year turn out, oop, you do too much of them, they're life-threatening the next. But, Doc, here's what I love. One thing has stood the test of time. Good, wholesome food has always been and always will be the key to reaching optimal health. And here's what that means. Your book and the book that's coming out will never be outdated.
That's
right. It can never be.
That's right. That's why it's written. That's the way it was written. It was written to easily read. It's only 100 pages, easy to read. It's never going to be outdated.
It's never. And, you know, so these fad diets and these things, they'll be outdated. I mean, I look at stuff that was, you know, 10 years ago a hit, and they're not even respected anymore. But you talk about the bare essence of food and eating and getting, and that can never change. No one's ever going to come up and say, oh, too much of broccoli, you can die.
That's right, David. That's it. So the big thing, we got that lean protein, we got that omega-3s.
Right.
Omega-3s are unbelievable. They protect your heart and everything else. Isn't it fantastic? But the big one, are what I call slow burn carbs. Tim Ferriss uses that word, slow burn carbs. Mm-hmm. These are key. Those fast burn carbs are dangerous. I don't care how many years go by. Those are the sugary-based foods. Those are all those foods that shoot up the blood sugar. And the reason is it's pretty simple science. The blood sugar goes up, insulin comes out. And if it's too much blood sugar, too much insulin comes out. And then extra is used for turning this into triglycerides. The worst thing is cortisol comes along. And
right.
Cortisol shuts down digestion. Cortisol gets you all geared up to run or to fight, but in the heart and races and everything, but it shuts down the digestion. As a result, it just goes to fat. And that's the issue with all these sugary-based foods and what I call fast-burn carbs.
That makes sense. Now, if you could magically make two ingredients disappear from everybody's kitchens, what do you consider the dynamic duo of unhealthiness? Sugar, salt, flour, I mean, there's so many, but is there two that just irk you and say, cut back on this or throw it in the trash?
Well, sugar's number one. It has to be. It just has to be. You just said it. And salt, you named two really huge ones.
Right there.
People say, oh, it's okay to have salt. And there's some studies that show salt's okay. The issue is it's sodium. And you only need about 15, well, you probably maybe you can get by with a couple grams, but 1,500
right.
milligrams. And that's it. You need it, but we get tons and tons of it everywhere. We don't even know it. I was on a plane. I wanted a little spicy tomato juice, one of those little tiny cans. And I looked at it, 1,500 milligrams of sodium.
Wow.
I couldn't drink it. I had to give it back. That's all you're allowed for the whole day. He's a tiny little can of it. And you don't need it. You don't need all that salt. It was, you know, it's been around for centuries and thousands of years as a preservative, basically. We don't need that anymore.
We don't need it. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, I saw a lady that was, she just got her food at a restaurant, and no kidding, Doc, she pulled this salt and starts shaking the salt. But here's my thinking. She didn't try the food first.
That's right.
How did she know it even
That's
needed
right.
it? She
That's
just
right.
assumed.
it's tradition. It's a response, a Pavlovian a response. And it's just something we've been sort of conditioned to do in our society. And it is dangerous. I don't care. All the studies, you line them up, you take the amount of salt that people eat and the amount of heart disease and strokes, and there's an absolute correlation. And there's a line there that's safe, but there is a line where it's not so safe. And that's
neat that you've looked into that and you understand that, where a lot of people would go more the medicine route and drugs, but you've really looked at it and looked at it a different set of eyes and says, look, it's all related to what you eat. You are what you eat. That's an old saying we've all heard, and it couldn't be more true. And people like you are sharing that flame.
Well, thank you so
true?
Much. It certainly is, Dr. Epler. What great information. For more information on Dr. Epler or to order his book, Food, You're the Boss, Put It to Work for You, visit EplerHealth.com. That's EplerHealth.com. And remember, you can podcast this show and listen anytime on demand or on the go at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. There's more to come. Stay tuned and stay well.